Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Chicago is known for a couple of things. Its weather, being a great sports town, one of the best summer cities in the world, and for its food. Whether it be beefs, dogs, or pizza, everyone has their favorite spot. Al's or Johnny's Beef, Superdog or the Wiener Circle, or maybe it's Pequod's over Giordano's. Let's figure this thing out. Okay. It's time for
Food Fight!
Here's John Landecker and Dan Levy.
720 WGN, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. I'm John Landecker right over there. That guy's Dan Levy.
What? Hey, Dan. What's going on, John?
How are you, my man?
Well, how are you?
Did you enjoy the Cubs game with your son?
I did enjoy the Cubs game with my son. I just did not appreciate the look my wife gave me when we walked back in the door and she's wearing a White Sox hat.
A house divided.
Oh, it was definitely me and him on the couch last night. I'll tell you that much.
You know, but that I'm sure there are many households around here.
Well, again, my son just recently started getting into sports, and my wife is a very big White Sox fan, big Southsider, and I was telling you before, we had to, like, me and my son DJ had to have, like, an intervention and say, he still likes the White Sox, but he kind of likes the Cubs, too.
Yeah, right.
And I was it took about a day for her to digest it, and then me saying, I also got him Cubs tickets for Father's Day. Oof.
Oof.
It's cold. It may be 100 degrees outside, but it's cold in my apartment.
Man. Yeah.
Cold.
It was very warm there at Wrigley Field.
Oh, yeah. I was wearing a winter jacket.
Man.
It's cold. It's cold.
So we are having a food fight tonight with, I believe the pronunciation is elote.
Nice.
Thank you very much. And walking taco.
Yes.
I believe you are elote.
I thought I was walking, but you know what?
I can be elote.
I can be whatever you want me to be.
No, you can be walking taco, and I can be elote.
Sweet. Elote.
Elote, how you doing?
Elote to you, too.
So the thing is that, to be totally transparent, in these specific recipes and in these specific dishes, I have not tried them.
Mm.
But all the ingredients that combine to go into these two things, I definitely have had. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I might have had some of them mixed up together and not known that it was.
I'm pretty sure if you've been to a Mexican restaurant in the last 3-4 years, you've had some sort of concoction of corn that was mixed together in their cojita cheese,
right,
a little bit of paprika, and some form of that. And a walking taco really is just, if someone took like a hard shell taco from Taco Bell, busted it up and put all the ingredients inside of a bag, and that's it.
I saw on Amazon, actually the product was labeled Walking Taco Bundle Packs.
Ooh.
That was the actual name of the bag for $35.
Huh.
I
know at Costco you can actually buy the walking taco, the Frito-Lays or whatever, where you can actually tear it off and open it up that way, and you can pour toppings on.
Well, for those who are uninitiated, and I was until we mentioned this last week, I think we should explain, and you can help me explain if
sure.
I fumble here with the elote. The elote, as I understand, is a ear of corn that has been is it grilled or
that part it? That there's different ways of it. There's it's either grilled or it's steamed or it's just it's just kind of like it's been one either boiled. It's cooked. Either way the corn is cooked.
And then it is you can put like sour cream on it?
That is when they usually lather it with some sort of mayo, sour cream, and then they hit it with some paprika, chili powder. I want to say they do like actual like Parmesan cheese, like the actual shredded, finely thin.
And then
it's kind of like seasoned up with all kinds of glitz and glamour.
Then you eat it like you would eat a normal corn on the cob?
You could do it that way, or sometimes I think at the Sox Stadium, a Guaranteed Rate Field, they will do it with the shaved. So they'll make like one
so
pile
just
of it.
Make it like a pile of it.
Oh, exactly.
Because I was going to say, as much as I am on the elote side for this particular food fight, I could not figure out that, you know, every time I eat corn, a ear of corn, and there's something on it, whatever is on it is going to get on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're a sloppy corn eater.
You know, it's just one of those things.
I also argue you can't really eat corn on the cob clean. Like, no. if there's stuff on your corn on the cob, it's going to fall off your mouth, well, you off know, your beard.
And I've never made it corn on the cob without having to go rush for a piece of dental floss within the within 30 seconds of eating that.
Immediately.
Whether or not it had topping or not.
Yeah, it right? just somehow finds a way to get caught in your teeth.
Any corn, popcorn, yeah. regular corn, it's all everything not is followed mention, by a floss.
Not to mention your hands.
Exactly.
Right.
100%.
Yeah. I remember I had allegedly these two things you're supposed to stick into the end of each.
I got those.
They didn't work. I don't
nope.
know. No, they don't work. And then the, as we.
So you're not caveman in it?
No. And then, as we mentioned, the walking taco is basically anything that you would put in a taco, put into a rolled down bag of Fritos or some other product like that, and you walk and eat it.
Yes. Right? Yes. Yeah. And it's usually like whatever they put on a stag nacho at a game. It's got your yes. ground yeah. beef. It's got your whatever, some kind of chili, yeah. salsa, yeah. sour cream, guacamole, a pico de gallo. I mean, the whole kitchen sink is in that little tiny 25-cent bag of you chips.
Know, I'm supposed to be elote, but I think I'm walking to taco, if you know what
that's
I'm saying.
That's okay. You know what? The elotes, I have yet to ever turn it down. Usually I'm not a – I can go half and half on corn, but if someone says we're doing the elotes – I'm all in. I do love that one.
Well, I do love corn on the cob, so I know I'd love it if I ever get my hands on it. More yes. on the food fight when we come back on 720 WGN.
Food fight!
Let's get you back to food fight. Here's John and Dan.
Thank you so much. Tonight's food fight is elote versus walking taco. And as you know, at this particular point in the food fight, I like to add some sort of musical diversion. And I'm stretching it a little bit, I got to say.
You mean so elotes is not on the top charts right now?
Not so much with taco. Spelled with a K, big deal.
You know what? I will say this in a brief diversion of this.
Please do it.
Because I've been in radio long enough, and I've met Jonathan Davis from Korn a few times. And every time I met him, he's the quietest, nerdiest human being I've ever met in my entire life. And then I see him on stage, I'm like, he is a complete animal.
Oh, sure.
Well, I've never seen anyone more opposite personality
than what they do for a living. Well, how about, come on. Now it's slipping my mind. Never mind. It'll come back to me in a moment.
Wait for it.
No, I got to move on, and then it'll come back later, and I'll bring it out. It's like
we'll get
happens.
There.
You know,
it happens.
Maybe we'll get there.
Okay,
know.
Okay.
All right. So back to elote and walking taco. Where are we in this? I think we've at least described them sufficiently. If you were going to take one over the other.
I do love elotes a lot. I love corn a lot. But like we said, I'm not going to be the kind of guy, if we're going to be at a street festival,
yes.
I definitely don't want to be the guy who's got like his hands full of butter and mayonnaise and taking out chunks with like whiskers hanging out of my teeth. I'm going to do the elotes. That's the if we're going to battle one, this is a food fight. I would much rather walk around with a bag of Fritos with a fork in my hand and just kind of pop it that easily.
I hear you. Yeah, when I saw the elote, I'm like, man. That looks like that has messy written all over it.
Elotes is meant for I'm going to be in the kitchen all by myself. No one's here to judge me, and I'm going to slam three of these things. Elotes is all right. We're going to get a little dirty, but I'm not going to be a mess.
But I got to say, both of them sound very appealing.
Yes,
yes, indeed. So that's our food fight for this week.
Well, let me ask. Hold on. We got. First of all, do we have a winner?
We did.
Oh, what do I? Of course, we need to get the winner.
Won.
Hello, John.
We won. Nobody's surprise, elote beat out our nachos a go-go. Nachos in a bag. Walking.
Wow,
taco.
The elotes did win.
Elote is the winner. Elote is the winner. I'm not surprised. It tastes better.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
That was my vote, anyway.
It is more gourmet, if I can use that word.
It is.
Rather than
and it's more Chicago. I would say.
You can also get its dip, the street corn dip at Aldi's. Yeah. Phenomenal.
You can do that, but if you walk down Humboldt Park on a sunny Sunday day, you will find the carts. Let me ask you this one, and I'll pose it to you and Brendan.
Okay.
The ultimate taco. If you could build yourself the ultimate taco, what is the best taco you could have?
Oh, man.
Some people like it Mexican style, which is onions and cilantro. Some people like it American, where it's more lettuce, tomato, cheese.
No. The cilantro. If you're going to do, if you're going to do a food that has a certain ethnic category to it, go to the ethnic manufacturer, not the cleaned up
Tex-Mex.
American version of it, so to speak.
Okay.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but if you really want to get down to the
ultimate taco,
if you were to build your ultimate taco, what are you putting on that taco?
I have no idea. Ground beef, shredded cheese. What else?
I have yet to meet a corn tortilla with some steak, some jalapenos, and grilled onions, and not be completely satisfied.
The traditional way to get a taco is fantastic.
I'm not a cilantro guy. That's the only stop.
Fish tacos.
Fish tacos are only good if they're fresh. Yeah. If you get the catch of the day and you're on some beach somewhere, and they go fish tacos, and you go catch of the day.
Fish taco.
No. Otherwise, I am a chorizo guy. I prefer chorizo to steak if given the option.
The problem is with chorizo, when you dip that taco aside to eat it, that entire juice is hitting elbows.
Yeah, then I just lick my elbows.
That grease is leaving a trail all the way down to your side.
See, I like the chorizo, or I'll do like al pastor, or we could do like the birria tacos where you dip it. That's ultimate taco for me. If it's like soggy and full of good stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Messy. Next week. Mm. Next week, we decided maybe we'll do carnival food.
I love this idea.
Like cotton candy versus snow cones.
I
can go either way. What do you want to do?
You know what? Give me the snow cone.
You got it. I'll take the cotton candy.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Man, I can just see it now. Whipping that thing around.
Cotton candy's a hard one to go against.
Man. Yeah, everybody likes cotton candy.
Spun sugar.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I love it. Everybody likes it for an extent, and then you hit that age where you're like, it's either not for me or you're still all about it.
Well, that's because you take that big bite and it tastes good, then all of a sudden it bunches up to the front of your teeth, and you taste every sugar crystal, and you're I can go with this.
Or you eat it, and you're like, why does my teeth hurt? It's because you don't go to the dentist.
So, Dan, you have a podcast.
I have a podcast. Mm-hmm. It is called Barguments, and you can get it anywhere that you get your podcast, but it's Barguments the Podcast. This week, the topic is this one, and we did a fan question. Mm-hmm. Peanut butter and jelly, are you team grape or team strawberry for jelly?
I am a wild card. Team blueberry preferred.
Wow.
But if not grape.
John?
I am pondering.
Or blackberry.
I'm grape.
You're grape. I've always been a strawberry guy. I like preserve. I like that strawberry. There's something about that that makes it. And also, if you're going to choose a peanut butter, are you crunchy or smooth?
I'm smooth.
I'm half and half.
I've gotten into the crunchy part because I like the texture of it.
One side crunchy, one side creamy. Jelly
and
in the middle.
I say,
a house divided.
I do not go for the brands that sell peanut butter with the oil on top.
Nah.
No, if you're doing a PB&J,
got to mix it up.
No natural.
No, thank you.
No. Nah.
That's asking for trouble. You got to go with the originals.
I've been doing the fried Uncrustables lately, and it's doing something unholy
fried
to me.
Uncrustables?
So you've seen like the Uncrustable sandwiches? Yeah. They give them to kids in their lunch. So what you do is you get a little bit of oil in the frying pan, get it nice and hot, and drop that Uncrustable right in, and you deep fry it on the spot, in a sense, and you get it nice and crispy. Where's the peanut butter? It's on the inside, John.
The Crustables are
like the pre-packaged PB&J pouch.
So you wait till those things are fully defrosted, right?
Yeah. Okay. I either stick them in the fridge and I eat them cold like a normal human.
You guys are on a whole different level than I am.
Or you take it out a little early, get it nice and warm, and then you fry it.
Again, John, in some parts of this city, marijuana is legal.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. You guys should see my our new ADHD snack at home.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, hey, there was a day I could take down an entire tub of Cool Whip.
See,
followed by the cookie dough. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Just like that, man.
Yeah.
I've been doing peanut butter sandwiches with sliced bananas, drizzled honey, chocolate chips, and granola.
Oh,
and that is the new late night snack of the house.
Jeez.
Yeah, you shouldn't let me near a pantry.
I was going to say, just let you near a toothbrush, because your dentist is like, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, my dentist is a big fan when I see him every 6 years. He's like, ooh, a good
every
bill.
Every 6 years,
I didn't have insurance for a while. What am I going to do?
That's a lot of crustables, sir. Yeah, that's a lot of crustables.
A lot of negligence.
Well, next week, then, cotton candy and snow cones. I'm looking forward to it. Dan, have a great week, and I hope everything is fine at home between you and your White Sox wife.
Well, when I'm let back into the house, we'll have this conversation again. John, thanks for letting me on.